Joining us by telephone, Senator Jerry Petrusky. First of all, the big question is, should Wisconsin take additional Medicaid dollars from the feds or not? We already know the governor is opposed to it, but there seems to be a few people leaning the other direction. Where are you at?
Well, I think we're trying to see this whole picture of the MA issue. I don't like giving up any kind of federal money. But, you know, when the governor proposed this, I think everybody believed that the exchanges would be up and running. And the fact is, Senator Backus said the other day that the implementation is not going like it's supposed to. It's going to be a train wreck. And I think so everybody is taking a close look at this to see what are the options. And that's where I am. I have talked to our members in caucus, and I made an appointment to sit down with the governor's people. That's coming up this week. You know, we're still a long way from the budget getting to the floor, so, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes coming.
There was a group in Wausau basically leaning on you to change your vote, but you're not on joint finance, so I'm a little puzzled as to that direction. You've got 8 from the Assembly, 8 from the Senate on joint finance, right, and it's going to take several votes to change their minds, not just Senator Darling.
That's true. But you know how the budget process goes. It's a long few months that a lot of issues are tackled, and sometimes there's changes, sometimes there's amendments, sometimes there's compromises, and this is a work in progress. But for me, everything that I look at is, you know, how are the people that live in my district going to fare, and you know, what's going to be best for the state, and especially for the 29th Senate District.
At this point, it's safe to say that you have not made a final decision, but you want to talk to the governor about this and find out just what the options really are.
I intend to ask for some information from the Fiscal Bureau. I exactly want to know how these numbers play out and what we're looking at as we go down the road. If the exchanges are not up and running, what happens? What is going to be the cost? All those are important factors to me, and we're going to see if we can get some answers here in the next few days.
This issue also seems to be a political football. As soon as the LFB put out their report last week, it seems several groups started putting their rallies together to try to get some public opinion in their side. That's even happened here in Wausau.
Well, I don't know. You know, that happens on a whole variety of issues where you have people that are advocating for one thing or another. And you can imagine how the state budget is being about 1,500 pages and a lot of groups advocating for what they would like to see happen. What I'm looking at doing is just making sure that I am very knowledgeable on the issues. That will help make the determination on what is better for the state and what is better for the people that live in my district.